You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Happy birthday, Michigan. It was 180 years ago today, January 26, 1837. Michigan became a state, the 26th state to join the Union. But before that could happen, there was some housekeeping to do, namely settle the fight between Michigan and Ohio over a little strip of land called the Toledo Strip. With us now from the Michigan History Center is our state archivist, Mark Harvey. Mark, we know this is the Toledo War, but is that term really accurate?
I think it is. It was a dispute over that stretch of land around Toledo, and it was a armed insurrection or armed conflict.
Now, no one died, right?
No one died. No. There's been legends over the years that the only casualty was a pig. I think that's been disproven, although it's a great story.
It is a good story.
Also that another Ohioan had gotten in a fight in a tavern and was stabbed. So those are things that are just good stories, but there were no casualties.
So when and why did this fight start brewing? I mean, what was the big deal over this site where Toledo sits today?
The dispute went all the way back to the Northwest Ordinance of 1787, where some not very good surveying instructions said that the boundary of the state would be drawn from the southern point of Lake Michigan all the way due east. And that's where the dispute came in, is whether that included Toledo or not. Some thought it went to the mouth of the Maumee River. Some thought it just went straight across. And so that's where the dispute stemmed from, and early maps all showed Toledo as part of Michigan, and we have letters addressed to Toledo, Michigan in the collection.
And my understanding is Ohio kind of outmuscled Michigan. It had more clout in Washington than Michigan did.
Yeah, they became, you know, as much as we don't like to admit it, they became a state before us. So they had representatives in Congress. We were still a territory. We became a territory the same year they became a state. So we had less sway, obviously, because we didn't have representation. But despite that, we went ahead and just ratified our own constitution and elected a governor anyway.
But Michigan really couldn't become a state till all of this was settled, and there were tensions. I understand you have some letters. Who are these letters from that you have?
Well, they're from all different people, but the particular one I brought with me today was from George R. Griswold. So if you're familiar with Detroit street names, that name will jump out. And he became our first clerk of the House and a legislator after that. But at the time, in 1835, he was the captain of the Detroit Rifle Corps.
Okay. So was he talking smack about the Buckeyes?
Yeah, a little bit. He wrote a letter to His Excellency Stevens T. Mason, our governor, also nicknamed the boy governor because he was so young.
Yeah.
And he wrote him this letter, which I can just read for you.
Sure.
It says, "Should the crisis arrive in which it would be deemed necessary for the maintenance of our laws and the protection of our citizens to require military aid from the arrogant encroachments of Ohio, be pleased to accept in the name and on behalf of the members of the Detroit Rifle Corps their undivided services in defense of our rights."
Those arrogant encroachers in Ohio.
Yeah, they're still up to that.
Now, it all got settled, didn't it, by what? Clearly we know Ohio got Toledo, and what, we got the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, at the time on maps it was listed as no man's land, so it was sort of a, you know, bittersweet. We said we grudgingly took the UP, only to find out later that it was filled with, you know, vast wealth of copper and iron ore. So it worked out for us.
And I'm wondering how the folks living in the Upper Peninsula felt. Were they happy about becoming part of Michigan, or was that maybe not such a great thing for them?
Last I checked, I think they would prefer to be the state of Superior, but you know, that's an ongoing debate.
You know, it is interesting, Mark. It seems like a funny little war, but it does show us that it's a challenge to keep things smooth between the states. And you think about it, it was just 24 years later, we had the Civil War.
Yeah, I think it's after 180 plus years, it's easy to chuckle at it. But I think it's also important to remember that there were people lined up across the field with weapons ready to do battle over this important, what they thought at the time was a vital port that would lead to the Mississippi River.
Mark Harvey is our state archivist, and we're glad you were with us, Mark, to kind of help us mark Michigan's 180th birthday and filling us all in on the Toledo War. Thank you so much.
Thank you.